Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for Monday, August 31st. Palestinian fighters in Gaza fire four mortar shells into Israel, and Israeli army bombs Palestinian fishing boat. These stories and more, coming up, stay tuned. Israeli military sources claimed on Sunday that Palestinian fighters fired four mortar shells into the western Negev. No injuries were reported. The sources added that the shells were fired only one day after the Israeli Air Force shelled what is believed to be a tunnel in northern Gaza. The army said that the shelling was carried out in retaliation to a Qassam homemade shell fired at the western Negev on Sunday. Furthermore, the army stated that Palestinian fighters opened fire at Israeli troops patrolling the northern Gaza border. No injuries were reported. Elsewhere in Gaza, the Israeli Navy attacked Palestinian fishing boats off the shores of northern Gaza on Monday morning. One boat caught fire after it was bombed by several Israeli shells. The Israeli army confirmed the attack as well as the damage to the fishing boat, saying the boat went beyond the northern boundary of the strip. The Israeli Navy regularly attacks Palestinian boats that are fishing off the shores of Gaza. In January 2009, Israel imposed tight regulations on the Palestinian fishing sector, declaring waters more than 3 kilometers off the shore a non-fishing zone. Ever since Israel imposed its blockade on the Gaza Strip in June 2007, fishing has been one of the few remaining sources of income. In the West Bank, the Israeli army kidnapped 7 Palestinian men during an overnight invasion of the village of Beit Umar, close to Hebron in the southern West Bank on Monday. Before taking the young men, Israeli troops first raided several homes in the village. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org. This report has been brought to you by Catherine Orwell.